T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Steelers insider Ray Fittipaldo joins us right now. Ray, do you think there's any chance that the competition to start training camp next month is actually Trubisky versus Rudolph, with the Steelers telling Kenny Pickett, wait till next year?
No, I don't think that's the case at all, guys. I think things will shake out a couple of weeks into camp, and every time I get asked this question, I recall, I think it was like 25 years ago, when Tom Donahoe was still working for the Steelers. I forget who he said it about, but his line was, we didn't draft them to come in here and lead the band at halftime. So eventually Kenny Pickett's going to be the starting quarterback for this football team. I can't tell you if that's going to be for the opener in Cincinnati or if it's going to be in the middle of the season or the end of the season, but eventually that's going to happen, and eventually they will give him a chance to win this job in training camp. I don't think it's going to happen. I think Mr. Trubisky is going to be the starter against the Bengals, but listen, we've talked about this before. The writing is on the wall for Mason Rudolph, right? Whenever it happens, it could be a week in the training camp, 2 weeks in the training camp, but eventually it's going to be Mitch versus Kenny. And then, you know, we'll find out from there. But Mason's going to be involved, yeah, for sure. But I think it's only going to be for a week or two.
To what degree do you think that they hope that somebody takes notice of him as the number two guy, Mason, that is, some other team, and says, hey, we have a backup quarterback void now. We've had some injuries. We'll trade you a sixth or seventh round pick for this guy. Do you think they feel that that is a realistic possibility?
I do, because, you know, it just happened back in 2019 when they traded Dobbs.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, Dobbs, correct me if I'm wrong, guys, I think 2018 he was the backup, got into one game, and then, you know, he had obviously did well enough for him to get noticed by other teams, but he wasn't going to be the backup again in 2019 because Mason was ready for that role. So really a very similar situation now with Mason. You know, I think Mason has done enough, you know, in his NFL career that some other team, once there is an injury, and that's a big if, but once there's an injury, I think he's going to be attractive as a second or a third team quarterback for another franchise. And then, of course, you know, it's what can you get for him? Is it a fifth? Is it a sixth? Is it a seventh? You know, we'll have to wait and see what the circumstances are for that other team. But I don't necessarily think Mason has to have a great camp or a great preseason game to make that happen. He's had 4 years to put his career on a resume. He's done that. And I think there is going to be some value there when the time comes.
Ray, if there's a 0% chance of Rudolph winning the starting quarterback job, and that's how the people that cover the team feel like you, why are we even wasting time giving him first team reps at all in training camp, even if it's just for one day? What's the point?
Well, he didn't receive any first-team reps in OTAs or minicamp. So, I mean, you'd be jumping to the conclusion that, you know, he would get work with the first team in training camp, too.
Listen, but isn't that what a competition is? Isn't a competition they both get first-team reps?
Yeah, I mean, Mike's been very coy. He has not laid out how this competition is going to happen. It could be that way. You know, they could trade – you know, hey, the first team period, Mitch, it's you. Second team period, Mason, it's you. They can't do that for very long. They got to get Mitch or Kenny, whoever it's going to be, or Mason. I don't want to leave Mason out, but whoever it is, they got to get those guys in lockstep with Deontay Johnson, with Chase Claypool, Pat Freiermuth, you know, the two rookies. They all have to get on the same page. So, I think that'll happen for probably – a week or two in camp, and then they got to get ready for the season, and they got to pick a starter I think by the second or third preseason game, they got to
get if,
that.
What if Rudolph was the best quarterback in practice for those 2 weeks? What do you do then?
Well, I guess you'd have to reevaluate, and I guess, you know, Mitch would be on the trading block. But I mean, guys, they're not going to set it up that way for Mitch to fail or for Kenny to fail or even for Mason to fail. I think, I don't want to say this is predetermined, but if they had a lot of faith in Mason Rudolph, they wouldn't have gone out and signed Mitch Trubisky for twice as much money or three times as much money, whatever it is. And they certainly wouldn't have drafted Kenny Pickett with the number 20 overall pick. So, you know, we could sit here and talk about the what-ifs, but I think when it comes to it, they're going to make it happen where it's going to be either Kenny Pickett or Mitch Trubisky who's going to be the starting quarterback.
Yeah, I guess I have a very hard time wondering, like, what they would have needed, you know, not seen already from Mason Rudolph, why anyone would take seriously the idea that he could somehow, like, ball out for 2 weeks, and that would, I guess, Ray, undo all of the chances he's had that he hasn't taken advantage of in his Steelers career. That's why I've heard, anything I have heard where it's been praising of him, I would think, you have the dossier on this guy already, what's the point?
And he's a good backup quarterback, and he might have a chance to start somewhere else, but
I don't see that.
Is it only
see that, Ray? Do you? I mean, if he can't beat out Trubisky, then he's not going to. How many quarterbacks who have starting jobs right now is he theoretically better than?
No, that's why we're all waiting for the injury to happen in training camp, right? Everyone has their guy now, but you know, whenever there's an injury in August or early September, then you know there could be an opportunity. I mean, no one thought Devlin Hodges was going to be an NFL quarterback, much less a starter for six or eight games, whatever.
But I already feel like those guys are in queue, right? With Mayfield and Garoppolo, and you know, you've got guys who are waiting in the wings to get moved to be starters in other places.
Yeah, there again, like Garoppolo, right? He's a good NFL starting quarterback, but there's an injury right there that's kind of leaving things up, you know, for debate there with his availability for the season and all that stuff. So,
what pick do you think they'd have to get offered to trade him right now, if you had to guess? What round?
I think they're probably waiting for a fifth, but I think if the middle of August, end of August rolls around, and they're not getting those types of offers, I think they would be more than happy to get a six-round pick for him.
So if somebody like said to them, we'll give you what would probably be, you know, we'll give you a fourth. They would today, Mason Rudolph would be on that roster, that team, that offering team's roster.
I don't think there's any doubt.
So are they're keeping around, yes, for the trade purposes, but otherwise, Ray, it sounds like to read, not even read between the lines here, that one of the reasons would just be, hey, make sure one of our guys doesn't get injured, but otherwise we just see that Mason Rudolph is essentially a lame duck here and has very little value to us, right? Long story short.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's another big part of the equation, too. I mean, anything can happen in a practice or in a preseason game. But, yeah, you know, you make sure you – what does Tomlin say? You airmail your guys into the season. I'm sure they're not going to be taking any chances with any of those guys in training camp. They'll all have their red jersey on, and they'll be very, very careful with them before the three preseason games.
Good stuff. Ray Fittipaldo, Steelers Insider. Check him out in the Post-Gazette. Thank you, Ray.
All right, guys. Have a good afternoon.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.